We are on page 287, Siman Kuf Yod Zayin Gimel. So we're talking about Birchas Hashanah saying the Saint Halu Matar. So we discussed what happened. When do you start saying the Saint Halu Matar? Again, don't get this mixed up with Mashiv Rochman Al Gashem. Again, this is going to be very important. We discussed this before. Mashiv Rochman Al Gashem is a praise. It's a praise of Hashem. That Hashem is able to cause rain. Saint Halumat Racha is a please, I need. Right? Different context. It's gonna be important to remember. So yesterday we discussed what happens if you're an individual or a nation that needs rain. So I think we ended up with the Aruch HaShulchan, that he discussed the whole issue about European countries which really need rain in the spring summer months. So he discussed whether, based upon the rush, whether you would start saying the Saint Halu Matar. I mean, there's a whole continent in spring summer. So it's very interesting. I didn't take out the Aruch HaShulchan, but anyways, the Aruch HaShulchan says that there was. Read it too. Interesting to me. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this was discussed. And again, this is based upon the rush, but he says, Mikomakam, this is in Kuf Yud Zayin Os Dalet, he says, Mikomakam kasav arush be'atzmo. The rush himself, who says that maybe we should flip-flop, that maybe it should be that in Europe, you say the Saint Halu Matar in the summer months. The rush himself wrote, Shelo niskabel dvarav klal. That his opinion was not accepted at all, that to start saying the Saint Halu Matar, and the Aruch HaShulchan says Ayin Sham, Uche'ilu Yatza Basko Lasos Kivnei Bavel. So it's like a voice came out from heaven saying that, right? Because if you recall, when we started this yesterday, the day before, it's very interesting because the Machaber says that in Eretz Yisrael you start at this time, and in Chutz La'aretz you start the other time. Remember, we said you start the other time, the later time, so that people could get back. So people could get back in time. Get back where? To Bavel. Bavel. And also Bavel had a different climate. You know, it was different than Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the rain. But the question is, if you're going by, when we start the Saint Halu Matar based upon Bavel, who says I'm like Bavel? Who says my climate's like Bavel? You know, who says it's like that? And we saw, you can't make an individual decision. That's what we saw yesterday in Beis. But we saw that if it's an entire country, a large mass of people who need rain, so then if they said the Saint Halu Matar, we wouldn't make them go back, right? Or they'd say B'tar Sendava, but the Mishnah Berurah had a whole discussion on that. So again, this was the idea of the rush to maybe say the Saint Halu Matar the Racha. But didn't go. It's one of those things that, you know, you might think it's a good idea, and it sounds like a good idea, but it just didn't go. No, it didn't go. Gimel. Im sha'al matar b'yamos hachama. Let's say you did say the Saint Halu Matar l'racha in the summer months. Machzir noso. So the halacha is, you got to repeat Shmon Esrei. You got to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now, Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out, this is if you didn't fix it. If you didn't fix that mistake, we'll see what fixing that mistake means. So, we'll go on and we'll see from other cases how you could potentially fix that mistake.
How would saying the Saint Halu Matar differ? Let's say you personally needed rain, or you live in South Africa or whatever.
Right.
How would saying the Saint Halu Matar differ from you having kavanah that you need rain?
Because you actually said it. You said something that's not true. Well, it was kavanah. See, when we discussed this before, like for example, we might see it later, that you can have in mind parnasa in that bracha. But again, the idea is, it's fine to have in mind, but it doesn't mess up anybody else, right? If I make $1 million, it doesn't mess up you. But let's say my field needs rain. So I ask for rain. So it rains. But you live next door to me, you don't need rain. So I'm messing you up. Right? So, you know, it's very nice of me to ask Hashem for rain and have bitachon, but you know, it's at your expense. So again, so that's the difference. So the rain, yeah, and it's for usually, well, so there's a huge miracle, right? It's for a large expanse area, right? You know, that doesn't just rain on my field as much as I would like it to, right? You know, so what I ask for will affect you. That's the problem. Okay, Dalet, im lo sha'al matar b'mosak shamim, let's say you did not ask for rain. So it's both ways. If you ask for rain in the summer, or if you didn't ask for rain in the winter, maksimir also, again, you have to go back. Afal pi sha'al tal, even though you said mashivur achormil agashem, or you said with saying tal. Now remember, we said before that if you say morid atal in the second bracha shmoneser, right? We're going back. Don't get confused. It's summer. It's winter. You should have said mashi v'aruch mele gashem, but you said the summer insertion. You said morid atal. So in b'di'evad, you do not have to go back to repeat shmoneser, even though you made a mistake. Why? Say the praise of Hashem. You said a praise. So you said a praise. Here, it's different. That's what I was leading you on before. In other words, here, again, the concept is here in this point of Shmoneh Esrei, we're in the pleases. So good, you asked for do before. Fine. But you were saying that Hashem is able to do that. He has the power to do that. Now we're in the please phase. So you have to say the pleases properly. So let's say it's now, it's this time of year, it's the quote-unquote winter, even though it's hard to tell, and you didn't ask for rain. So you made a mistake. You asked for do. We're not talking about do. This dew is before. Rain, you know, explain that Hashem could produce dew and make rain. That's a praise. That was the praise phase. That was the first part of Shmoneh Esrei. Now in the pleases, you have to ask for rain. You didn't ask for rain. You have to go back. Avolim shal matar v'lotal. But let's say instead of saying the same tal umatar livracha, instead of the same, I don't know why you do this, but whatever. The same matar livracha. You didn't say the same tal umatar livracha. Right? Again, or here, again, as I said before, let's say if you just said the same tal, livracha, you didn't say the same tal, umatar, so you didn't have to go back. But if you said the same matar livracha without tal, emaxir no, so you wouldn't have to repeat. So again, that's the idea. The idea is that that's the main thing of Shmoneh Esrei at this point. This bracha is asking for rain in the winter months when it's needed. Dew is nice. But you gotta, again, if you just didn't say rain, matar, so then you'd have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now tomorrow, in Meretz Hashem, we'll get into how do you fix all these things. Again, if you didn't ask, you asked, and you shouldn't, whatever it is, we'll get into that about exactly how do you fix a mistake in this bracha of Meretz Hashem, we'll get into tomorrow.